observe, perform this Jagannath Isra Puja is so day. But it is 9 days Jatra, Navadin Jatra is continuing. Then on 10th day or 9th day, there will be return of the Jatra is continuing, not finished. So it is required that to discuss on the history and tattva on the Jatra. One should understand the tattva that Mahaprabhu described, the Mahaprabhu manifested. What's tattva? Because Mahaprabhu is the authority, supreme authority, who is Jagannath. There is no difference between Mahaprabhu, Krishna and Jagannath. Jai Krishna, Sri Guru, Sri Jagannath. The general people, they don't know it. They have many speculations. They are only speculations or concoctions, or they have pride of their material learning, merit, intelligence and knowledge. That one cannot understand the Supreme Lord without the mercy of the Lord. That only thing required. And that mercy is received through sadhu, guru, Vaishnavas. Without that, nobody can understand. So many speculations are going on. And it's all they, let's say, they are just raising a hue and cry on it. Yes, hue and cry. Yes. And the whole atmosphere is here. Those who have gone to Jagannath Puri on this Ratha Yatra day with the big mics, they speak on this. All this all speculation, nonsense. They all just resounding the whole atmosphere. So it's going on. So misconceptions are there. Only one is the devotee of Jagannath, Krishna, Mahaprabhu. He knows it. What Mahaprabhu says. Mahaprabhu is acharya. He came as an acharya, sadhu, guru. And he has told this thing. And it's not easy thing to understand. Not easy thing to understand. Paramanin Masran Sadam Vidyam. Srimad Bhagavatam says, who understands? Paramandir Masran Sadam Vidyam. One, a devotee or Vaishnava who is not envious, non-envious. Only he can understand, otherwise nobody can understand. Though you speak, still they cannot understand. It won't enter into their ears. It won't enter into their ears. They cannot hear it. So now this is the time or period in which we'll discuss all this stuff. With all this we'll discuss now. But especially in the evening, in our Gurudham on the temple, we discuss it. And yesterday I had no chance to speak on it, so today I speak. History of Ratha Yatra and Tattva on Ratha Yatra. Mahaprabhu has revealed. Before that, we utter pranam to Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, Sudarshan Deva. So I'll utter, recite, and all of you should recite, follow me. Deva Deva Jagannatho Prabhunarthi Vinasana.
Deva Deva Jagannatho Prabhunarthi Vinasana.
Rahi Mankundarikakhyo Patitam Bhavasagari.
Rahi Mankundarikakhyo Patitam Bhavasagari.
Namaste Jagadadharo Jagadatman Namastuti.
Namaste Jagadadharo
Kaivalya Trigunatita Gunanjana Namastuti.
Kaivalya Trigunatita Gunanjana Namastuti.
Karunamrita Patoti Sudhamni Naman Namah.
Karunamrita Patoti Sudhamni Naman Namah.
Dinandhari Kabuhyaya Krupa Patodai Namah.
Dinandhari Kabuhyaya Krupa Patodai Namah.
Paritrahi Jagannath ब्रह्मास्तु दीनबन्धो नमस्तुते निश्चिन्नहं भवां बोधि प्राप्यतां शरणिं सुखां अवशिष्ट प्रणाम तो बलदेव नमस्ते तो हलग्राम नमस्ते मुसलायुध नमस्ते रेवती कांत नमस्ते भक्तवत्सलो नमस्ते मणिनाम श्रेष्ठ नमस्ते धरणीधर ब्रह्मारे नमस्ते तो प्राइम कृष्ण पूर्वज देवी त्वं विष्णु मायाति मोहयन्ती चराचरम् भूतपद्वांसं संस्थासि विष्णु भवानुसारिणी जय देवी भक्तिदात्री प्रसीद परमेश्वरी जय देवी सुभद्री त्वं सर्वेषां भद्रदायिनी सुदर्शन महाज्वाला कुलि सूर्य समप्रभो ज्ञानतिमिरन्धानं वैकुण्ठाब्ध प्रदर्शको नमस्ते नित्यविलासाद वैष्णवास्तु निकेतन वाजवीयं यद्रूपं विष्णुं तत् प्रणम्याम्यहम् जय जगन्नाथ सो आई स्पीक फर्स्ट इन ओरिया समथिंग नॉट एट स्ट्रेस ओरिया नॉट एट स्ट्रेस इंग्लिश सम इन ओरिया देन इंग्लिश देन ओरिया देन इंग्लिश वे अदरवाइज द गेट अप एंड गो दिस इज बैड आई डोंट वांट इट Kanda Puran is the biggest Puran out of 18 Puranas. And there is one Khanda named Utkal Khanda, volume. In Utkal Khanda, everything regarding Purushottam Khetra, Jagannath Khetra, Jagannath, everything is written there. Vyasadeva written it. So, according to Kanda Puran, So Jagannath Dev told Maharaj Indradyumna, O King, I appear on the full moon day of month of Jyeshtha, the day on which we observe Snan Purnima, Snan, Jagannath Snan, public bath. That is, In Swayambhuva Manvantara, in Satya Yuga, first part of Satya Yuga, I appear, being pleased with the performance of Yajna and Bhakti. Understand? Jagannath Dev said this thing to Maharaj Indradyumna. So that is the birthday of Jagannath Dev. So every year, on this day, the public bathing ceremony should be performed. And that was the order of Jagannath to Indradyumna Maharaj. So from that day, it has been performed, going on. You understand? So, Maharaj Indradyumna performed 1,000 first sacrifice, Ashwamedha Yajna, and a great devotee. So, being pleased with his devotion and Yajna performance, Lord Jagannath appeared in Swayambhuva Manvantara, second part. And Brahma installed the deities in temple, this wooden deities, Daru Brahma. So if you calculate this period, you'll find the date on which this building of this Jagannath temple started, and temple was inaugurated, and deities were installed on Singhasana. So this period is 15 crores 34 lakhs years. Understand, this is history. 15 crores 34 lakhs of years. So long. So this is according to Skanda Purana, authentic. So it is clear that Ratha Yatra first began in Swaruchi Samanu's time. Swaruchi Samanu. 14 Manus are there in one part. Day of Brahma, you know it. All I have to tell you. In one day of Brahma, 14 Manus came. And that period of rain is called Manvantara. It is. So, they are. Now what Manvantara is going on? Vaivaswata Manvantara is going on now. Understand? Seventh Manvantara. So 14 Manus, they come in one day of Brahma. Swayambhuva is first Manu. Swarochisa, Uttama, Tamasa, Raivata, Chakshusa, Vaivaswata, is Vaivaswata Manvantara going on. Then will come Savarni, Dakhya Savarni, Brahma Savarni, Dharma Savarni, Rudra Savarni, Deva Savarni, Indra Savarni. 14 Manus. Now, seventh Manvantara, Vaivaswata Manvantara going on. So, Swarochisa Manu is second Manu. You can stand. First is Swayambhuva, then comes Swarochisa. So, according to Skanda Purana, so the Ratha Yatra began during the reign of Swarochisa Manu. Understand? That is first Satya Yuga. And it has been continuing up to now. It began from there. You understand? In Purushottam Khetra, it's going on. The Pannirasala Dham, the Ratha goes to Sundarasala. And this will continue, that is also mentioned. This will continue till second Purardha period, end of second Purardha period of Brahma. This will continue. Brahma's lifetime is 100 years. The half of the lifetime. Second, end of second Purardha. Understand? It will continue. It will continue. You cannot calculate the lifetime of Brahma. So, then I'll tell you history behind it. This is some history you gather. And then this this word Ratha is found in Veda. In Upanishad it's mentioned. Atmanam rathinam vidhi sariram ratham eva cha buddhitum sarthi vidhi manah pragraham eva cha indriyani haya nahur visayam stesu vasaran atmindriya manajuktam bhakti tyahur manishinah jasto vijnanavana bhavati yasena manasa sada tasyandriyani masyani dustasva iva sarati jasto vijnanavana bhavati yasena manasa sada tasyandriyani masyani sadasva iva sarati vijnana sati jasto manah pragravanara so dhuna paramapnuti tad visnu paramam padam. This is available in this mantra in Kathopanishad, third, sixth, ninth mantra. I'm speaking earlier. Explain this mantra, I recite it. So, this word Ratha is very, very old word, not new coined word. Because we find this word in Veda, in Upanishadas, topmost person of Veda, Upanishadas. So in Kathopanishad, I quoted this mantra, third, so sixth mantra, then ninth mantra is, Atman prathinam vidhi sariram ratamevacha, buddhitu sardhi vidhi mana pragramevacha, indriyani hayanahu visayam stesu vasara, atmindriya manajuktam bhokti tyahurmani sena. This Atma, soul, is Rathi. Understand Rathi? You understand? Ratha, chariot. Rathi, who is the owner of Ratha? That is Rathi. Sarathi, who drives Ratha, chariot here. Understand my language? So I won't speak English words. I tell you once. Ratha, Rathi, Sarathi. Understand my language? You will remember. Don't expect that I will repeat English words. You should understand this thing. Ratha, Rathi, Sarathi. Understand? Atman rathinam vidhi sariram ratham evacha. Buddhi tu sarathim vidhi manah pragraham evacha. So in a chariot, you'll find the owner of the chariot who is sitting on the chariot, that is Rathi, and driver of the chariot, that is Sarathi, isn't it? And some horses are, what should I say? Pulling chariot. Horses are there, haya. In Sanskrit word is haya, or aswa. Horse. Sanskrit word is haya or aswa. Understand? And those horses, they are tied to ropes. Do you understand? Their ropes are there, tied. And one who is driver of Ratha, Sarathi, he has hold that ropes very tightly, not allowing the horses to run hither and thither. No. Straight road they will go. They cannot go hither and thither. Do you understand? So this is all mentioned here. So this Atma, soul is Rathi, body is the chariot, Ratha. Buddhi, intelligence, is chariot driver, Sarathi. And mana, mind is the rope. Mind is the rope, tied to the horses, and the senses are horses. Understand? This is Ratha going on, this body. Buddhi tu sarthi vidhi mana pragraham evacha, indriyani hayanahu visayam stesu vasara. Understand how this is a Ratha, body. Body is a Ratha, chariot, Atma. Soul is Rathi, sitting on Ratha, owner of Ratha. Buddhi, intelligence is Sarathi, chariot driver. Mind is the rope tied to the horses, and senses are horses. Alright. Indriyani hayana urbi sayangste subasara. Have you seen a cart pulled by horses? what the Sarath, the Rathi, and drives, what he has done? He has put some plates.
Blinkers,
the two sides of the two eyes of the horses. Understand why? Because they want to look at hither and thither, they look straight. They won't look at. Therefore, put two plates. You understand? They have straight road, they go, and very tightly he has cut off the ropes, back them. Not they'll go hither and thither. So when these senses are the horses, so there the objects of sense enjoyment is there. They will drag you there. Drag the chariot there. Yes. Sabda sparsa rupa rasa gandha. Sound, touch, form, taste, smell. Yes. Do you understand? There are five objects of sense enjoyment. In Sanskrit we say paramatra. So they will drag. The eye will drag to the beautiful form. The ear will drag to the sweet sound. The nose will drag to the nice aroma, sweet scent, like this. Then, what is the condition of this rasa? Drag this way, or that way, or that way, or that way. So, if the sarathi, buddhi sarathi, intelligence is sarathi, chariot driver, it should be very expert. And mana is rope. Should be expert chariot driver. Pure intelligence comes from Krishna. If your mind is fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna, then pure intelligence, you are pure intelligence. That is the expert driver, chariot here. So, he will drive this chariot in such a way and catch a hold of the ropes, that mind, the ropes tied to the horses, so tightly, they cannot go hither and thither. Do you understand? They can't see. They can't see, these horses can't see the objects of sense enjoyment. Only see, look at the all beautiful form of Krishna. Man mana mava. Understand? So, atpendriya manajuktam bhakti tyahur manisina jastha vijnanavan bhoti ajuktena manasasada tasyandriyani vasyani dustasvai vasarthe. So, whose mind is not fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna, so, mind is the chief of indriyas. Indriyabhya param mana. Gita says. Indriyabhya param mana. Mind is superior to indriyas. Mind is known as chief of the indriyas. Known as 11th indriya, 11th sense. If mind is fixed, then other senses will be controlled. They will submit to mind, chief of the senses. As mind is not fixed, mind is not controlled. Uncontrolled mind, then senses are not controlled. Dustasva, they are very wicked horses. Dustasva, they may drag you hither and thither and there to their respective objects of sense enjoyment. Then this condition of this ratha will be precarious. Understand? Body, the ratha. And rathi also. Has a great trouble. Yes, danger also. Because the horses are not well trained and not under control. And this sarathi chariot driver is not expert. He cannot catch hold of the ropes. Pragraha, very tightly, is an per se. Not expert. Inexpert or what is the English side? Not expert. So this is, I'm explaining that mantra. Jastu vijyanavana bhavati yukti na manasa sada tasindriyani pasyani sada swayu sarthe vijyana sarthi jastu mana prabhavan nara sodhvana paramapnati tadavishna paramam padam. One whose mind is controlled mind means fixed at the lotus feet of Bhagavan Vishnu or Krishna, then the subordinate indriyas, that means the horses, are trained. They are under the control of sarathi. Do you understand? Budhi, sadasyava sarathi. They are controlled. Vijnana sarathi jastu mano prabhava. Then mind is controlled. These senses are controlled. So dhana paramapnati tad vishna paramamatpada. They are going, the chariot is running on the road, and destination is supreme abode of Vishnu, paramapada, Vishnu paramapada. That is destination, the chariot go reach there. Otherwise your chariot cannot reach. If the horses are very wicked, and your sarathi is not expert, not trained, cannot catch all of the ropes very tightly, and not put this blinkers or plates to eyes of horses. They are looking hither and thither and dragging chariot here and there. So you cannot reach the destination. Understand? This is that mantra, this mantra. So, therefore you can understand and you find the ratha is very, very ancient thing, the word ratha, not new. Very ancient, because it's in Veda. In Veda is mentioned also, Lord Vishnu and Surya Dev, Sangha has ratha, they have ratha. Then I'll speak in Oriya. I'm speaking some history for Ajata. So, 3rd century BC, this question is 3rd century BC, in ancient Dravida desh, Dravida is a Karnataka or what? Tamil Nadu. Now it's a Tamil Nadu. Ancient Dravida desh, understand Tamil Nadu. In South India, there was known as Pandya Desha. Known as Pandya Desha. Pandya Desha country. There was a king, very powerful king, named Pandya Vijay. Or Pandya Vijay. Understand? That king, Pandya Vijay, had a priest who is a great devotee of Lord Vishnu. His name was Deveshwara. Understand? So according to his instruction, the priest's instruction, the vessel's instruction, the king Pandya Vijay again established this Sanatana Dharma. This king, powerful king Pandya Vijay, rescued Jagannath, Balabhadra, Subhadra deities from the clutches of Buddhists. Buddhists are taken away. So he rescued because they are very powerful. Then put them in ratha and did ratha-yatra. Started. He took deities from this original mandir, temple, Jagannath mandir, that we say Nilachala, to Sundarachala, that is Guru Chamandir way, that is known as Sundarachala. There was a nice garden there, Bhavana, he kept there. And Mahaprabhu's time, when Mahaprabhu was there, 500 years ago, there was a nice garden there also. Mahaprabhu expressed there. Yes. So, again after some days, again that king Panda Vijay, putting the deities in Rathas, brought back to the original temple. So this Ratha Yatra, according to history, material history, is started like that. But according to scriptural history that I quoted from Skanda Purana, how he has started so long years ago. So now, that name is uttered when we take the deities of Jagannath, Baladeva, Subhadra to Ratha. What we say, that function, that performance, you understand? The Daitas, the Brahmanas, the Vaishnavas, holding, like this, traveling the deities from one cushion to another cushion, then after that one cushion, another cushion, that performance that we did. And in Puri it's all being done. This is known as Pahandi Vijay or Pandu Vijay. Pandya Vijay or Pandu Vijay or Pandya Pahandi Vijay, according to name of that king Pandya Vijay. Understand? All right? So, the minister, chief minister Pandya Vijay is Deveshwar, was Deveshwar, name of Deveshwara. Deveshwara had a son, devotee, his name was Devatanu. He took up Tridanda Sannyas. He is original Vishnu Swami, Acharya of Rudra Sampradaya. And he started 108 sannyas names, Astottarasattva sannyas names, because he took past Tridanda Sannyas. Understand, this is history. In Bhavishya Purana it is mentioned that in Satya Yuga, Prahlad passed. That means many hundreds of years ago, you understand, the appearance of Buddha Deva, that means many hundred years ago, before the appearance of Buddha Deva, in Satya Yuga, Prahlad first did Ratha Yatra. He put Mahavishnu in a Ratha and dragged it. Then Devata, Demingar, Siddhas, Gandharvas, they performed Ratha Yatra. It's also sometimes it is found that in ancient days, in the month of Kartika, someday, there is the Ratha Yatra of Krishna. But according to Skanda Purana, this date, the day, yesterday, that was fixed. That is fixed. That is the Ratha Yatra day. It mentioned in Skanda Purana, in the month of Ashada, this is Ashada, and is a bright fortnight, second day of bright fortnight, Ditya Tithi, and Nakshatra comes Pushya Nakshatra. You understand, Tithi is second day of bright fortnight of Ashada month, and Nakshatra comes Pushya Nakshatra, then that is the day, Tithi for Ratha Yatra, mentioned in Skanda Purana. Understand? But in our ISKCON, we may do Ratha Yatra any time. You understand? But this is according to Skanda Purana, this day is fixed. But we do any time, because Prabhupada has started that. Do it at any time. Why he did so? Therefore, some criticize it. Some criticize. Yes, because the ISKCON devotees don't follow the scriptures. With a fixed date for Rath Yatra, we cannot do here in this Utkala, Odisha, because you'll face vehement criticism, because famous Rath Yatra is there in Jagannath Puri on the date, as mentioned in Skanda Purana. So we cannot do it. You may do other parts of Odisha or in Western world, that you may do, but you cannot do it yet. You face vehement criticism. Do you understand? And why Prabhupada did it, that I will say later. So, day before Rath Yatra is called Gunisa Marjana, cleaning of Gunisa temple. We discussed that day. What is thought behind Gunisa Marjana, cleaning of Gunisa? Mahaprabhu did with his own hands, with his associates, devotees, what he taught us. That means you have to make your heart purified, because that is the seat for the Lord. Seat for the Lord. Hrudaya Singhasana. Hrudaya Singhasana. Heart is the seat. And purified heart is the seat for the Lord. Unless your heart is purified of all material contamination, that is duplicity, crookedness, desire for material enjoyment, desire for material liberation, desire for name, fame, prestige, adoration, these are all straws, sands of grain, pebbles, all these things, conquer. And Mahaprabhu cleansed it twice. Then with his own garment, wrapped, naughty. Tiny spots will be there. It will be clean. Otherwise, Lord will sit there. That is Rasya, Tattva, Gunisa Marjana Leela. That we have already discussed. Then what is Tattva behind Rath Yatra? What Mahaprabhu has revealed. That I'll say. That'll speak in Korea.
Mone bhone eva kori jani
জগজনের কি হবি উপায়ো
জগজনের কি হবি উপায়ো
তুমি ব্রজের জীবন ব্রজরাজের প্রাণ
তুমি ব্রজের জীবন বৃন্দাবন বসতি লীলা পরিচয় জগন্নাথ স্বামী নয়ন পথগামী ভব তুমি এসব কথা আছে আমার ইয়ে কনক রুচিরে নীল শিখরে বসন প্রাধাদন্ত সহজ বল ভদ্রেণ বলিনা সুভদ্রা মধ্যস্থ সকল সুর সেবা বসারদ জগন্নাথ স্বামী নয়ন পথগামী ভব তুমি কৃপা পরাবার সজল জল জলদ শ্রেণী রুচির রমাণী রাম সুরতমল পঙ্কিহমুখ সুরন সুরন সুরেন্দ্রৈরাধ্য সুদিগণ শিখা গীত গীত চরিত জগন্নাথ স্বামী নয়ন পথগামী ভব তুমি রথারূঢ় গচ্ছন পথি মিলিত ভূদেব পটলৈ স্তুতি প্রাদুর্ভাবম প্রদীপদমুপাকর্ণ্য সদয় দয়া সিন্ধুর্বন্ধু সকল জগতা সিন্ধু সদয় জগন্নাথ স্বামী নয়ন পথগামী ভব তুমি পরম ব্রহ্মা পীড় কুবলয় দলৎফুল্ল নয়ন নিবাসী নীলাদ্রৌ নিহিত শরণন্ত শিরসি রসানন্দী রাধা সরসব পুরা লিঙ্গন মুখ জগন্নাথ স্বামী নয়ন পথগামী ভব তুমি নবই যাচে রাজ্যং নত কনক মাণিক্য বিভব ন যাচে অহং রম্যা সকল জন কাম্যাম্বর বধু সদা কালে কালে প্রমথপতি না গীত চরিতে জগন্নাথ স্বামী নয়ন পথগামী ভব তুমি হরত্বং সংসারং দ্রুততরং সারং সুরপদে হরত্বং পাপানং বিদতিমপরং যাদবপদে অহো দীনে অদীনাথ নিহিত চরণ নিশ্চিতমিদং জগন্নাথ স্বামী নয়ন পথগামী ভব তুমি জগন্নাথাষ্টকং পুণ্যং জপঠেত প্রয়ত সুজি সর্বপাপ বিশুদ্ধাত্মা বিষ্ণুলোকং গচ্ছতি এটি গৌরচন্দ্র মুখ পদ্ম নির্গীত জগন্নাথ অষ্টক মহাপ্রভু এতে কুচি জগন্নাথ অষ্টকের পরিষ্কার ডোট আকসেপ্ট অথরিটি স্ক্রিপচার্স গোয়িং লাউড ভয়েস দে আর স্পিকিং অফ দিস থিং ইয়েস ভেরি লাউড ভয়েস গোয়িং ভূদে সভ্যে বেণু শিরসি শিখি পুছম কটি তরে দুকুল হ্যাঁ বেণু শিখি পুত কৃষ্ণ রাকার জগন্নাথ তো নাই রুম আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড আলাইট স্পিক ইন ইংলিশ মহাপ্রভু
who is Jagannath, who is Krishna, the Supreme Authority. What he has revealed to us, the tattva behind Rasayata, that is authentic. Because Supreme Authority, who is Krishna, is Mahaprabhu, he is Jagannath. Jai Krishna, Sai Gaura, Sai Jagannath. One is Krishna, is Mahaprabhu Gaura, is Jagannath. There is no difference. It's tattva. So, but Mahaprabhu's mood is different. Krishna in the mood of Radharani is Mahaprabhu. That means Krishna's form as Gaura is Krishna viraha vidhura rupa, feeling pangs of separation from Krishna. That is the form of Gaura, who is Krishna himself. Feeling pangs of separation from Krishna. Crying, who is always crying for Krishna. Krishna is crying for Krishna, means Gaura. That is Gaura. Understand? He is Krishna. But Krishna crying for Krishna is Gaura. Krishna feeling pangs of separation from Krishna is Gaura. Nothing. This is tattva. This Krishna viraha vidura. That is Gaura. Jagannath is Krishna. But crying for Radha is Jagannath. That form is Radha viraha vidura rupa. They say, big, big eyes, dilated eyes, hands and legs sunken, and like a tortoise. Isn't it? That is Krishna in that form is Jagannath, that is Radha viraha vidura rupa, that is feeling pangs of separation from Radha, that is Mahabhava. Feeling pangs from separation from Krishna, feeling pangs from separation from Radha, both are there in Purushottam Khetra, Gaura and Jagannath. So there is union. Crying for Krishna, Gaura crying for Krishna, because Radhabhav is in Radhabhav. Here is my pranavallava, Shyama Sundara Krishna, ko Krishna Nanda Kula Chandrama, ko Krishna Mandra Murali Rava, ko Krishna Sikika Alankruti, ko Krishna Rasarasa Dandavi. Mahaprabhu crying because he is in Radhavar. Here is that Krishna with the sun of, with the moon of Nanda dynasty. Here is that Krishna who plays so sweetly with the flute, Mandra Murali Rava. Here is that Krishna whose crest peacock feather is there. You see peacock feather, immediately you remember Krishna, nothing else. That is Sikhi Kalam Tudhi. Where is that Krishna who dances in Rasa? Where is that Krishna? Prana Vallava. Lord of my life, my heart. Where is it? Where is it? Crying, crying, crying. Mahaprabhu is crying. Gauro is crying. When he goes to have the darshan of Jagannath, here is my pranavallava. Here is my pranavallava. My lord of my heart. Jagannath shows him the very beautiful form, Shyama Sundara form. Yes, because he is another. Do you see that form in Jagannath? That Jagannath show it that form to you. Bolo. No. To whom he serves? He serves to him who is in Radhava. Yes, who is crying for Krishna. My pranavallava, lord of my heart. Jagannath will show you Shyam Sundara form. Very beautiful Shyam. As soon as he saw, my pranavallava Shyam, he ran. And in the middle, fainted and fell down. Mahaprabhu.
So, Jagannath is Krishna crying for Radha, Jagannath saw Mahaprabhu, oh ma, my, what do you say?
Sweetheart.
Radha, he sees Radha in Gaura. Gaura sees Shyam Sundara in Jagannath. Understand? Two are, they are in Nilachala, in Purushottama Khetra Union. This is Tattva. Why is there? Two crying forms, Crying for Krishna, crying for Radha. Understand? Two crying forms. Feeling thanks of Sitarsa is Vipralambha. So Jagannath Khetra is Vipralambha Khetra. It's a Khetra, place where feeling of, feeling thanks of separation is there. And separation from Krishna and separation from Radha. This is Vipralambha Khetra. This is Jagannath Khetra. Who knows it? So many speculations going on. Yes. So, but Mahaprabhu revealed this thing, who is authority, who is Jagannath, who is Shyam Sundar. So, in Srimad Bhagavatam it is mentioned, once there was this, let's say, lunar eclipse. Surya Para? Solar eclipse. If sun is covered up, what do you say?
Solar
eclipse. Solar eclipse, all right, solar eclipse. Solar eclipse. So on that day, when that eclipse comes, then this is according to Veda, Vedic rules, Vedvidhan, people go to some tirthasthan, some holy places, have a dip there, and holy water, you understand, give some charity, all these things they do. Chant Hare Krishna, utter Harinam, that is there. So, once there was solar eclipse, so, Jadavas, Krishna was there in, is Jadav also, Jadubansa, born in Jadu dynasty. So, Krishna, Balaram, all, and Jadavas all, they have gone to Kurukshetra. Kurukshetra is a dharma khetra, is a holy place. Dharma khetra, Kurukshetra, samabhito, jujushchava, sanja, dhritarashtra, ashtra. Dharma khetra, Kurukshetra, samabhito, jujushchava, kinga kurvata, mamaka, pandavasa, sanjaya. Asking Sanjaya. The Kurukshetra is a dharma khetra. It's a holy place. The Pala is a holy place. So they went there. All Jadavas and Krishna, Balaram, Vasudeva, all were there on that occasion of solar eclipse. So, a strange coincidence that from Brajbhumi all gopas, cowherd men, cowherd women, damsels, Brajbhumi, they had also born there. So by chance, there is a meeting, a long separation from Krishna, isn't it? The Brajvasis, the inhabitants of Brajbhumi met, especially the gopis, met. They are Pranavallabha, the Lord of their heart, Krishna. And Mahaprabhu was in Radha Bhava, Gopi Bhava. So, Mahaprabhu, when Ratha Yatra, time Ratha Yatra day, in that bhava, in that sentimental mood, Mahaprabhu dragged, pulled Ratha, they say, singing this song, Saita Purana Natha Painu, Saita Purana Natha Painu, Saita Purana Natha Painu, Saita Purana Natha Painu,
recited this song and pulled Ratha. I find the Lord of my heart today, Prananatha. Do you understand? I find the Lord of my heart, Lord of my life today after a long separation, feeling such acute pain of separation. Do you understand? Therefore, I was dying, being pierced by the arrows of Cupid. Madana, Cupid. Yes. Now I find. Do you understand? This song Mahaprabhu sang and pulled Ratha. From where? From Kurukshetra. So Nilachala is Kurukshetra. Pulled to Sundarachala, that is Vrindavan. That's Vrindavan. That means from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan, from Nilachala to Sundarachala. This is Ratha. Mahaprabhu built behind Ratha Yatra. Understand? Huh? That means, So Krishna went to Mathura, then Dwarka, leaving Brajbhumi. So Brajvasis, the inhabitants of Brajbhumi especially, these gopis, themselves of Brajbhumi, they are feeling acute pains of separation from Krishna. They are drowning in the ocean of viraha. Understand? Viraha, separation. Drowning the ocean of viraha. Drowning, dying. Feeling acute pain of separation, that is very intense heat. The fire that produces very intense heat, they are like blazing fire, burning up. Yes. Dying. Understand? Now Krishna is king in Dwarka. Krishna is king in Dwarka. King, royal opulence. But that's right. They are dying, feeling acute pain of separation of Krishna and crying day and night, fainted. Almost they are fainted. Yes. Now after long separation they met. Oh, Saita Parananatha Paini. We found that Lord of our heart, for whom we have been pierced with sharp arrows of Cupid. He is dying. Mahaprabhu sang this and pulled. But Krishna is a, what to say, Nabakiswara Natavara. Nabakiswara Natavara. Gopavesa Venukara. Understand? Nabakiswara Natavara Gopavesa Venukara. That is Krishna. Understand? What is Krishna? What is the real form? And eternal form? Always Kishore. Always 10, 11 or 12 years old within that age is Nav Kishore. Always new and fresh. Never grows old. Nav Kishore, Natavara, dancing, mood, fickle, chanchala, chatula. Very fickle, Krishna. Gopavesa Venukara. His form is Gopavesa, a cowherd boy. A cowherd boy, very simple garment. You understand? Three places crooked, Syama Trivanga Lalita, flute in hand touching the lips, Venukara. Venu Murali Badana, peacock feather on the crest, that is Krishna in Brajabhumi. Then say Krishna in Brajabhumi, that is real form. So,
And these are all available in Brajabhumi in Vrindavan. The, let's say, paraphernalia for his play, transcendental play, play with the cowherd boys, play with the damsels of Brajabhumi, on the bank of river Jamuna. So Jamuna river is there, Kadamba Kanan is there, Kadamba, understand. Peacock is there, cows, calves are there, jungle of Vrindavan is there, 32 upavanas. Dhatri so upavana, 32 upavanas, 32 nice gardens are there. Krishna plays. Do you understand? Cowherd boys, dancers of Brajabhumi. Vana upavana, jungles and gardens, nice. So many varieties of trees, creepers are there, fruits are there, yes, newly coming out. Leaves are there, kisolaya. These are paraphernalia of Krishna's play, natural place. And Krishna's form is befitting to that place. But Brajavasis, the residents of Brajabhumi, the cowherd boys, especially damsels, they don't want to see Krishna in a royal garb, Raja, King. No, we don't want to see you like that. Krishna had gone there in a royal garb, Raja, into Kurukshetra, because he was king at the time in Dwarka. They said, oh Krishna, we don't want to see in this form. Chalo, go to Vrindavan. That Vrindavan is awaiting, all these paraphernalia are there awaiting. We are all there. That kunja they are there. Everything is there, everything is awaiting for you, Krishna. Chalo, drag you there, drag Krishna. We don't want to see you in this royal garb, kingly attire. Understand, this is Rasa Yatra, that Mahaprabhu in that bhav, gopi bhav, dragged. Because the residents of Brajabhumi, all these things available in Vrindavan, they are very dear to Krishna, very intimate, very close, very intimate, very close, very dear. There is no question of king and citizen. No. The citizen cannot approach king. Keeps a pace. At a distance must stay, pay obeisance. That sentiment is not there in Brajabhumi. They are very close, very intimate, very dear. All men. Like one limbs. Limbs of the body. Yes. So the cowherd boys, they climb on the shoulder of Krishna, so close, like one limb, isn't it? Then no awe and reverence, this is pure love, intimacy, you understand? Very close intimacy, such is there, pure love, because they are very close, like one limb. If your own leg touches your own body, do you feel something? Awkward. But another person's leg will touch you. You feel awkward and he will feel awkward. Isn't it? But cowherd boys, they climb onto the shoulder of Krishna. Krishna never feels awkward and cowherd boys don't feel awkward. Why? Because they are like one limbs, very close, intimate. This is what you should understand. This is Ratha Yatra. Tattva behind it, Mahaprabhu, Krishna Viraha Vidura in Gopi Bhava, in Radha Bhava, always crying for Krishna, feeling acute pangs of aversion to Krishna, that mood, mood of gopis, pulling ratha, Jagannath ratha. At that time, he also recited a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 82th chapter, 48 verse. Āhuścate nalina nābho padāra bindam yogeśvare sudhi vichintyam agādha bodhi sansāra kupapatito taranāvalambam yeham dusāṅgapi manasyuh dhyāsadānaha. Recited this verse. That means the gopis are offering prayer to Krishna, saying, O lotus-eyed Krishna, nalina-nava Krishna, ahuti is nalina-nava padaravindam. Nalina means lotus. O lotus-eyed Krishna, your two lotus feet is unfathomable, unfathomable, agadha-bodha, you understand? Unfathomable, unlimited. The all yogeshwaras, headed by Brahma, are always meditating that in their heart. And those two lotus feet of yours is the place of shelter, only place of shelter, those are fallen in this dreadful ocean of materialistic existence and have been drowning. Those are fallen into the, let's say, dark well of household affairs. Andhakupa. Understand me? Dark well of household affairs. And we are householders, gopas, gopis. Understand? So let those two lotus feet, nice lotus feet, always manifest in our mind. This is the meaning of the verse. That verse is cited, recited. Mahaprabhu when pulling cart, ratha, understand? Then this song also, he sang, Anira hrudaya mana, mora mana, vrindavana. Other's heart and mind, and my heart and mind, that's difference. My heart and mind is Vrindavan. You understand? That is Vrindavan. Vaishnava's heart and mind is Vrindavan. You understand? Other's heart and mind is not that, that difference. Mane bone eko kari jani. Therefore, there's no difference between mana, mind, Vaishnava, Premi Bhakta, and Vrindavan. Understand? Taha tomar padadaya parajadi udaya tabe tomar purna krupa mani. If you, out of mercy, appear there in my mind, that is like Vrindavan, your two lotus feet, if it appears there, then I can understand that it is your real mercy to me. Understand? Purna krupa, complete mercy. Tomaro je anyo deso, anyo sango, anyo deso.
Tomaro je anyo deso, anyo sango.
ଜଜନି କଭୁ ନାହିଁ ମାୟୋ
ଜଜନି କଭୁ ନାହିଁ ମାୟୋ
ବ୍ରଜଭୂମି ଛାଡ଼ିତେ ନାରୀ ତୁମାନା ଦେଖିଲେ ଅନ୍ୟ ସଂଘ ଅନ୍ୟ ଦେଶ ବ୍ରଜଜନୀ କହୁ ନାହିଁ ଭାଇ ଦି ରେସିଡେଣ୍ଟସ୍ ଅଫ୍ ବ୍ରଜଭୂମି ଦି ବ୍ରଜଜନ ଡୋଣ୍ଟ ଲାଇକ୍ ଡୋଣ୍ଟ ଆପ୍ରିସିଏଟ୍ ୟୋର ରୟାଲ ଗାର୍ମେଣ୍ଟ କିଙ୍ଗଲି ଫର୍ମ ଅଦର ଫର୍ମ ଦେନ୍ ଗୁପ୍ ବେଶ ଅଦର ଆସୋସିଏଟ୍ସ ଦେନ୍ ଦି ଆସୋସିଏଟ୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ବ୍ରଜଭୂମି other country or place than Brajbhumi. The Brajajanas, the residents of Brajbhumi don't appreciate it. Don't appreciate it. Brajbhumi chhadite nare, tumara dekhile more Brajajaner ki hobe upay. They cannot leave Brajbhumi. They are dying when they cannot see you, Krishna. Now tell me or tell us what will happen to the residents of Brajbhumi if you won't go there. So fully chalo Brajbhumi chalo, go to Brajbhumi. They go pull Krishna's ratha there, this is ratha ratha. Tumi brajero jivan brajarajer pran dhana tumi sokol brajer sampada. O Krishna, you are the life of Brajbhumi. You are the, let's say, most invaluable asset, like prana, like life, life of Brajaraj, Nandaraj, Nanda Maharaj. Tumi sokol brajer sampad, you are all assets, wealth and asset of Brajbhumi, O Krishna. ରୂପାର୍ଦ୍ର ତୁମାର ମନ ଆସି ଯାଅ ବ୍ରଜଜନ ବ୍ରଜ ଉଦା କରାଅ ନିଜ ପଦ ବିଂ ମର୍ସିଫୁଲ୍ ବି ମର୍ସିଫୁଲ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ କମ୍ ଟୁ ବ୍ରଜଭୂମି ଆଣ୍ଡ ମେକ୍ ଦି ରେସିଡେଣ୍ଟସ୍ ଅଫ୍ ବ୍ରଜଭୂମି ଗେଟ୍ ବ୍ୟାକ୍ ଦେୟାର ଲାଇଫ୍ ଲେଟ୍ ଦି ରେସିଡେଣ୍ଟସ୍ ଅଫ୍ ବ୍ରଜଭୂମି ଗେଟ୍ ବ୍ୟାକ୍ ଦ ଲାଇଫ୍ ଦେୟାର ଡାଇଂ ରିଭ୍ ଦେୟାର ବ୍ରେଫ୍ଟ ଅଫ୍ ଲାଇଫ୍ ୟୁ ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ ଲେଟ୍ ଦେମ୍ ବି ଏନ୍ଲାଇଭେଣ୍ଟ ବ୍ରଜେ ଉଦାଓ କରାଅ ନିଜ ପଦ ପ୍ଲିଜ୍ ମେକ୍ ୟୋର ଲୋଟସ୍ ଫିଟ୍ ଆପିୟର ଦେୟାର ଇନ୍ ବ୍ରଜଭୂମି ମହାପୁର ସିଂ ଦି ସଙ୍ଗ ଟ୍ରାକ୍ସ ପୁଲ୍ସ ଟେକିଂ ଜଗନ୍ନାଥ ଶ୍ୟାମ ସୁନ୍ଦର ଟୁ ବ୍ରଜଭୂମି ଦିସ୍ ଇଜ ରଥଯାତ୍ରା ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ ସୋ ଦେୟାରଫୋର୍ ଦେୟାର ଇଜ ନୋ ରଥଯାତ୍ରା ଇନ୍ ବୃନ୍ଦାବନ ବିକଜ from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan Jatra, taking Kurukshetra to Jagannath, from Kurukshetra to Brajabhan Vrindavan. But Krishna is always Vrindavan. Why there will be Rajatra in Vrindavan? And the heart of Vaishnava, especially Gaura Priyajana, those are dear devotee of Gauranga, that is Vrindavan. So, let there be every day Rathjatra. Therefore, Prabhupada says, do, if you want to do some festival, alright, do Rathjatra, any day you want. Yeah, every day you do, if you can do every day. Drag Krishna to Vrindavan, that means to your heart, every day. Therefore, every day we do, any day we can do. And they don't understand, they criticize. Why the ISKCON devotees do Rathjatra? Any day they don't follow the scripture, they have the fixed day for Rathjatra. This Ashada Dithi, Ashukra Dithi. Huh? Understand? They criticize for this. And why Prabhupada did it? This is Tattva. Understand? But they don't know understand. So they criticize. When understand, then where is the room for criticism? Huh? Understand Tattva, where is the room for criticism? Huh? Where is the room? No room for criticism. One understand, yes, let them do every day. Yes, that should be done every day. Drag Krishna to Vrindavan, to your heart. Yes, every day, that's daily activity, yes. So, why such criticism? Because they don't know this tattva. Yes. This is tattva vichara. So this is tattva behind Rathjatra. Then I'll speak something from Shastra, Shastriya Siddhanta. Jagannath Devam Rathjatra Sambandha. This is Shastric evidence. In Vishnu Dharma it is stated that Asadasya Sita Pakhe, Ditya Apunshastha. In this month of Asada, this month is called Asada. Asada, this tithi, second day of bright fortnight, if Pushya Nakshatra, the star Nakshatra Pushya, is added to it, then that is day for Rathjatra, Jagannath Rathjatra. That is Skanda Purana is said, and this is also in Vishnu Dharma mentioned. Jagannath will come out with Subhadra and Balaram in Ratha, and one has to perform this festival, Rathjatra festival. If this tithi, this second day of bright fortnight of Asara, there is no Pushya Nakshatra. In every year, that Nakshatra never comes. In special years, Nakshatra comes. If not come, still you should observe again tithi. If Nakshatra comes, it is very, very auspicious. It becomes very auspicious. So, how will you perform it, observe this festival? You prepare varieties of nice thala table, sweet food for Jagannath. Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra. And you may distribute to Brahmana and Vaishnavas. Feed them, feed the Brahmana and Vaishnavas also. And 7 days you will keep Ratha. You say in Gunicha Mandir or in Western world you may be keeping what there on the seashore, on the shore bank of a river. It's also mentioned in Vishnu Dharma. You may do that. You keep Ratha on the seashore or bank of a river. For 7 days, keep there. Do festival there. Then return Ratha. Do return Rathajatra. So 8 days again decorate Ratha nicely with flowers, nice cloths. Then Navam, that is 9th day or 10th day. So return Ratha falls on 10th day, the Dashami Tithi. Generally you do. Next day is Ekadasi. But sometimes if you follow this, then it will fall on Ekadasi day. Navadina Jatra, second day you begin, and Navadina, 9th day you
Return of then will follow Ekadasi day. But we generally do on 10th day, Dasami. Dasami Tithi. And this return of is also very, very rare occasion, auspicious, and one who sees Bhagavan, this is Vishnu or Krishna, Jagannath, in Rapha, he goes, he definitely gets mukti. In Vishnu Purana, I am saying, Padma Purana also it is said, Asadasya Dityayam, Radham Kurjyad Visesada, Asad Suklai Kadasyam, Japa Homo Mahoschavam, Tathastita Bhajantamti, Mahadevi Mahoschave, Jepasyanti Mudavakya, Vasaste Sanghare Pade. Satyam satyam puna satyam prati jnatam jyotama nathasrayam prado Vishnu rushchava satya sammata. Padma Purana says also this day, second day of month of Asara, the second day of bright for night, month of Asara, Rathratra, you perform Rathratra, observe Rathratra festival, then return Ratha, you do an Ekadasi day, or tenth day, we do. That day, do some fire sacrifice, perform some fire sacrifice, chant holy name, perform festivity, great festival, you may observe, may do, and those who see the Lord in Ratha, when Lord is going in Ratha, they go to the abode of Lord Vishnu. Yes. Ratheca Vamanam Drushtva Punar Janma Na Vidyate. This is very popular among Hindus. Ratheca Vamanam Drushtva Punar Janma Na Vidyate. If you see Vamanam, Vamanam means Lord Vishnu, in Ratha, there is no rebirth. No rebirth. These are some sastric evidences. So this is what, in brief, I tell you, the history of Rathratra, the tattva behind Rathratra. Jai Jagannath!
Jai
Jagannath! Deva Baladev Jiva Subhadra Jiva Sudarshan Jiva Ki!
Jai!
Jagannath Deva Rathratra Mahotsava Ki!
Jai!
Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki!
Jai!
Gautamanandi!
Jagannath.
Yes.
On the Rath cart, they get mukti. Sometimes they say they pull the ropes.
Yes.
So what is the tattva behind that? Every single person who sees Jagannath, they'll get mukti.
Jagannath the Lord, not Jagannath an idol, or a murti in wooden murti.
So that means someone who has prem?
Yes.
It's like prem in Janitra.
Yes, yes, yes. Don't ask like a fool.
It's very popular in the West. Everybody's like to say this thing in America that all you see is Jagannath. We're all going to get liberated.
Anyhow, all right, that's very good. Anyhow, come and see Jagannath. Anyhow, come and see. Yes, very good.
It says even those that stand up.
Yes, stand.
When they
stand.
See the Ratha.
Yes, stand up. You must follow.
And follow.
Yes. Stand up, follow. Yes. Pull the rope.
Yes.
Yes. Anyhow, take part there. Anyhow, take part. Yes. That is the encouragement. Do it. Doing all nonsense. Do this. Yes. Isn't it? Doing all nonsense you are. Dancing there in nude gloves. Drinking liquor. Nude girls and boys dancing. Nonsense drink. You chant and dance before Ratha. Very nice. That's very nice. Yes. Encourage people. Yes. Just see, you'll be delivered. All right, come. Come to Ratha. Yes. Encourage them.
Sometimes we hear stories in the Quran is about some hunter who he's hurt very badly by a lion or something, and then they drag him around the temple and he gets mukti because
yes,
very
yes,
simple
yes.
person because he circumambulated.
Circumambulated the temple, yes. That is in bhakti. What is that? Jiva Goswami, Bhakti Sangha. Bhakti Sangha. Yes, Bhakti Sangha. Yes.
So some devotees, they say, when we ask them about this liberation from seeing Lord Jagannath at the Ratha and pulling the cart and so forth, they say, oh, they're just liberated at that time.
At that time.
thing, even if I do it unknowingly, if I chant with no feeling.
Oh, somehow. Yeah, that's a great benefit for them. Krishna's, yes.
But this regret to Sukriti doesn't apply after Diksha, isn't it?
No. That is for lemon. Lemon.
He'll be very disappointed to hear that.
You accept Guru. Now you know the tattva. Guru speaks about the tattva. You understand what is that. You are not a layman. I will say, those who accept Vaishnava Guru and initiate Harinam, they are not in Kali Yuga, they are in Satya Yuga. So, then how to say, you are in Satya Yuga. But other people, they are in Kali Yuga, for them.
So then what happens to such a person who is committing aparad, and he goes to hell?
Yes.
But then in some future birth, and he gets the benefits of those...
Yes, because he had also Sukruti. Future birth he must get. Definitely get.
What does it mean when it says one can achieve Salokya Mukti but he doesn't get prema?
Prema is the highest thing, Baba.
But we acquire so prema only with Krishna and not with Lord Narayan?
No, only with Krishna. Krishna is the object of love, not Narayana.
No. Krishna is the sometimes it talks about prema and Vaikuntha, but that's not the same type of prema.
Vaikuntha only 2.5 rasas. Shanta, Dasya, and half Satya. There is awe and reverence. That is prema.
But then when we hear books like Ujjvala Nilamani, we equate prema with conjugal rasa.
That is madhurya rasa. But it is all. Dasya prema, sakhya prema, vasalya prema, and madhurya, kanta prema. That's kanta love, husband and wife.
So what is Lakshmi?
Prema, rati.
What is Lakshmi's rasa with Lord Narayan, and it's not madhurya? This friendship?
Yeah.
So Lakshmi's rasa with Lord Narayan, is friendship?
No. Husband and wife relationship, kanta love. Kanta love.
Shanta.
Kanta.
Kanta.
Kanta. Wife. Kanto,
kanta. But it's not madhurya.
Wife.
But it's not madhurya. You're saying 2.5 rasas.
It's mixed. It's mixed. You understand? It's mixed. Mixed love. Mixed with jnana or isurya. Rukmini, Satyabhama, Jambavati, 16,108 wives of Krishna. They are no love. They are love. They are rati. Therefore, in Ujjvala Nilamani, rati chapter, you will find three divisions. Three. Sadharani,